The Danger Zone is on Max FM. Music news with Producer Liz.
Many companies are looking for bailouts right now from the government because of the struggling times they are currently happening. And the latest is ticket scalping companies looking for bailout from the government. StubHub, in particular, is one of these companies who, if you don't know about StubHub, they are one of those companies that allows scalpers to gouge you for every cent you have.
I feel like it would be like a bail bonds, company suing the government because they weren't putting enough people in jail.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's like, wait a second.
Yeah, I don't know how to feel about this because, like, I get that everybody's struggling right now and people do need help, but I don't have much sympathy for these companies in particular.
No.
In fact, StubHub, they have always had a 100% refund policy, and with so many events getting canceled, people were flocking to the website to try to get 100% refunds.
Yeah, because tickets are expensive.
Exactly. And they got, you know, gouged probably. And so now StubHub has had to change their policy. And they just recently did because of the current pandemic. They have changed it to anybody can get 120% voucher. So it's basically a StubHub coupon that you can use someday in the future when this is sort of passed on and events are happening again for 120% of what you originally paid. That's not a bad deal, and I totally get why that might be reasonable for some people, but other people need the money now.
I was going to say, that's not going to pay your hydro bill.
Exactly. So,
the money's just a number in a computer, so how hard is it to get some over to people?
I don't feel bad.
I don't know, Liz.
All right. Tiger King has just absolutely blasted off. We did talk about this yesterday. I still don't think you've watched it yet.
No.
You really need to, but Marilyn Manson was way ahead of this. In 2018, Joe Exotic, when he was running for president, for governor.
Okay, yeah.
Ran for governor. No. He ran for president. That's true, too. But when that failed, he ran for governor of Oklahoma.
Right.
When he was running for governor of Oklahoma, he messaged Manson on Facebook and asked for an endorsement.
Amazing.
So after Tiger King blasted off, Manson took a screenshot of the message that he never responded to and just posted it on his Twitter with the absolute best caption. And the entire caption was, "Nope, don't fuck with cats." I don't know if he was drawing attention to the other Netflix documentary, Don't F with Cats, that is also quite good if you haven't seen it. But yeah, that was hands down the best response to it. And I love that Manson was so far ahead of the curve. He knew Joe Exotic was going to be big one day.
Yeah.
He was just waiting for it.
Sitting on it for years.
Sitting on it for so many years. And also, I just want to end music news with a PSA. Today is Thursday, April 2nd. And you know what that means? Today is the first night of Good Night with Dolly. 7 p.m. on Dolly Parton's YouTube channel. It will be streamed live. Miss Dolly Parton herself will read your children bedtime stories. Don't miss it. I'm so excited. I'm definitely going to watch it. Yeah, tonight, 7 p.m.
Thanks, Liz.
No problem.
The Danger Zone is on Max FM.